This episode is brought to you by Bevel. It's the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Start shaving smarter and say goodbye to razor bumps with Bevel. That's why I don't have any. Check out GetBevel.com today. Use code LIPFREE to get your first month free at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. What's up? What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Here we go, ladies.
Oh, if we get to introduce ourselves?
Yes, of course. You do.
And we are
BBOD, Bad Bitches on Deck.
That's right. And we know you are from Love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
Do you hate that?
What?
That we know you from Love and Hip Hop? Like, oh.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's cool.
I hate it. Know me from being BBOD. Fuck Love and Hip Hop right now. Know me from being BBOD.
It started off with more of y'all, though, and then things got whittled down.
Yes, it used to be four of us. We were a group of four. And then the first girl who left, she actually left and went solo. Our ex-manager got in her head, and she went solo.
Okay.
But she's not even doing music anymore.
OBOD.
Yes.
That's one down.
And then the other girl that left, she had a kid. Her kid was like four or five, and she was doing bad in school because she was missing her mom. So She sacrificed her career for her daughter.
Okay, so that's nice.
We're still friends.
That makes sense, though.
Yes. That does make sense.
That's important. All right, well, this is Lip Service, so you know we're going to get all in our business.
Okay.
So we always start off with the tip of the day. And today's tip of the day is, what is something that you do as a woman to make sure that you're fresh?
Go okay. to the goddamn doctor.
No, just like part of your
daily thing.
Just one thing that's part of your daily routine that
yeah,
you
like
just,
a daily thing. You know, you do.
Everybody
keep it
does
fresh.
Their own little thing.
Sometimes
to make sure.
You gotta wash your ass more than once a day.
Okay, well there you go. It's more than one. Yeah.
Stephanie has a special way that she cleans her vagina.
Yeah, like I talk about this all the time. You know, you gotta like bend down and go and clean inside. Like you gotta really get in there.
Your finger.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
She just milli rocks on her vagina.
Yeah, you're not gonna hurt it.
Just
don't be scared. Go for it.
Right.
Lexi?
I would say the first thing I do when I wake up is definitely wash my face. I try to keep my skin clear. I have like a big thing with my skin.
Right.
When I break out, every pimple to me, even if I don't pop it, I get a mark. So I get crazy about it. So I would say skin.
Exfoliation is important.
Yeah, I exfoliate every single day.
I have an old stripper trick for staying
Gigi.
Fresh.
Okay.
So you take deodorant. And with your finger, you put it in the crease of your thigh, where your thigh meets your outer lip, that little crease, where your where your elastic is on your panties. That V area. And
you
it's
put
not
deodorant
really put,
there?
Yeah. And it's not really putting deodorant like on or in your
vagina.
No,
it's just the creases.
But it's in the creases to help keep that. Well, I personally don't wear underwear, so it kind of helps keep me dry. From not wearing panties. But it also helps keep you fresh, and that was something
what's
that
the
I learned
for
that
not wearing, better what's than the reason for not wearing underwear?
Well, me personally, after being a stripper for so long and like wearing panties as pants, basically, I just don't want to wear them over top of underneath of my clothes. Like, I just don't want to wear them.
You don't like
and
them.
The elastic in that area that I was just talking about, the elastic, after a while, that elastic, it like bothers me and I just want to take them
it
off.
It doesn't feel weird with jeans with no panties?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I guess I'm used to wearing
underwear. And if any time that I feel like I need, like I'll wear a panty liner, like if it's like not stretchy jeans.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you put a panty liner directly in your jeans?
Right on the jeans?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about when you have on a short skirt?
Well, then I wear panties.
Yeah. Okay, so you do sometimes. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't really have a lot of them, and that's not a regular everyday thing for me to wear underwear.
I have a lot of panties. I have almost every single one of my bras has a matching underwear.
Yeah, see, no.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not big on underwear.
A couple
at all. I
different
got like
ones.
10 bras.
But I only wear underwear when I'm going to have sex. Which is weird.
Why? You're going to take them off
yes.
anyway?
Yes. I wear them. No, because, you know, like,
she
for visuals.
Because she wants to take her clothes off and be
yeah,
sexy.
Yeah, for visuals.
So like matching bra
yeah, exactly. Okay. I wear underwear when I'm going to have sex or when I'm on my period. That's the only
well,
time
of course,
I wear
when I'm on my period,
yeah,
I wear
that's the only
wear,
time
that.
I wear
yeah,
that.
I do wear them then.
That's strange.
But I wear the granny, the big cotton Hanes her way.
Yeah.
Big
can
old
I ask you something?
Candies.
Can you strip when you're on your period?
Girl, yeah.
Yes. You put a tampon and you cut the string.
No, we actually saw a stripper with a tampon string.
With the string hanging?
Because
she
should have
cut that thing. Yeah, she. Ain't nobody tell her to snip that.
Yeah, cut it.
Don't you go swimming on your period?
You need to cut it.
No.
Well, most women do.
I did. I had my period this weekend in Miami.
And y'all don't even
know
all on
she
the beach.
Did this weekend.
No, I'm fine.
We might.
Well, basically, I hate cardboard applicator tampons. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just bothers me. I like the plastic ones better. Mm-hmm. And in Miami, we could only find the cardboard ones. So I was wearing pads most of the week. And when we went in the beach, I was like, fuck that. So I put a washcloth, like a thick washcloth, and I put it to go downstairs. And then once I got in the water, I took it out because my period stops in the water.
Wait a second.
She oh, my God.
Washcloth. And Mo was like, what? Take that pad. I was like, this ain't a pad. This she is a washcloth.
You had a washcloth on?
Yes. Yes, she did.
And then you took everything out in the water. But yep. So you must not have been bleeding heavily before that.
No. And then she wanted me to get in the water with her.
So and she was right in the water with me.
Them sharks would have been coming for you.
She was right in the water with me. Do not let Mo fret.
All right. Well, there's some great tips for us. All right. Now, I wanted to ask y'all, being that you guys, y'all consider yourselves, are you guys best friends with each other?
Yes.
Okay. What is the definition of friendship? Because I feel like nowadays it gets misconstrued. People be like,
especially with the BFF word floating around so freely.
Girl, I just told Modo off this weekend. Oh, I said, stop calling all these girls your best friends, because when the holidays and birthdays come around, ain't nobody here but me. So you tell your definition, since you have a BFF.
And not even just a BFF, just friendship in general. Because, you know, people would be like, oh, that's my girl, that's my friend. Oh, shout out. You go on the gram, post a picture, be like, oh, me and my, you know, my homegirl.
You know what I think it is? Not BFF. I think you have different people for different things. Mm-hmm. Like, you might have a girlfriend that want to go out, so she might be your chill buddy. Or you might have a girlfriend that might always have the connect, like the niggas that's going to sponsor the event. So you hang out with her for that reason. Mm-hmm. Lexi just get jealous.
No, so
but you don't
should,
consider that your friend? So you
my friend, not my best friend.
No, but right. She writes best friend. So when you go on Instagram, Mo, make sure you put, I'm with special. The plug today. Exactly. I'm with my hangout buddy today. And blah, blah, blah. Don't put my BFF.
No, because I do think that sometimes in this business, you know, whatever, and in general with people, like people tend to say, oh, that's your friend just because you posted one picture on Instagram, right. But it's not really your friend. It's somebody I know. Right. And I have a lot of people that I know that I feel like I'm cool with you. When right. I see you out, we good, but we don't talk on the phone. We don't, you know, go to each other's families. We don't celebrate birthdays together. We just cool.
Right. Associates.
Yeah.
I know her.
Social buddy.
So there's a big difference. I know Stephanie ain't got no, you know.
I don't fuck with anybody. I just
by myself. Listen, I was in Detroit with Stephanie, and she was like, oh, I'm at the club tonight. I'm thinking she's going to have like an entourage of people with her.
I used to go to the club by myself.
No, straight up. Because you guys are my friends. I could consider Gigi my friend, and yes. I consider Angela my friend. We eat together. We do things
together.
We spend
New Year's Eve together.
We spend holidays together. Yeah. You know, we go, exactly. We might even have sleepovers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're friends. But there's a difference between somebody who I call my friend and then somebody who I know, like you said, an acquaintance. I know a lot of people, but I consider a very small group of people my friends.
All right, so since we're talking about friends, when is a man off limits? Okay, now you know how y'all go out and you might see a guy, maybe you both like him, but is it off limits if nobody got with him yet? If she says she like him first, but you like him?
We had that situation before, but we pick who takes it for the team.
Yeah, we don't really go through off limits and all that. It just happens.
Because, you know, some girls are very competitive with each other.
No, we're
like,
not
if you say, oh, you know, I think he's cute. And then all of a sudden your friend.
I don't even think we like the same type of guys.
Yeah. Let's talk about the type of guys you like.
Brown skin.
Nah. Yeah.
Brown skin.
Because we seen you on Love & Hip Hop and you was messing with Cisco.
Light skin.
Very light skin.
High yellow.
Now, was that real or was that for TV?
You know what? Me and Cisco became friends. Like, when I met him, through Ra'ali. She introduced us. Like, he saw a video that she put up on her Instagram page about me, and he was just like, oh, I want to meet her. And then when I got to know him, I was like, damn, he's so much different than what he is on television. And then the moment we got on the show together and he switched, I was like, oh, baby, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. You feel like everybody be switching when the cameras come on?
Everybody. Everybody.
Because y'all seemed a little off guard.
That's why a lot of them bitches can't take me. Because I'm going to tell it like it is, bitch. You turning up for the TV, but you picked the right one. Because I don't give a fuck about this camera. I'm going to meet you outside. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys go into the show with any expectations of how it would be or what it would be like? And was it different, if so?
Honestly, I don't think we had expectations, but we had other people that we hung around who were on Love & Hip Hop prior, so we already knew what goes down.
How it right. goes down.
Like, we were signed to Stevie J.
Right.
Before he was even on Love & Hip Hop.
Was he the reason that y'all ended up on the show?
No. Mm. Not really, but it... To me, it was like manifested because we would be with him all the time.
We lived with Jocelyn for like a month mm-hmm. at her house.
We were Kurt and Rashida all the time. So to me, it was like it was kind of manifested.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
But you feel like things, do you feel like it was like a setup? Like, okay, go at them. And
do you like the outcome? Like the way the show came and played?
I mean, some of the ways that they portrayed us is just like, I don't care how you make us look, but the music was like my major issue. Like, they fucked up a lot of our music the way right. that they edited it. Like, they'll edit certain songs off beat mm-hmm. on purpose, yeah. but they wouldn't do it to anyone else.
Right.
So, like, that was my major
issue. So, they weren't on there really trying to promote your music. They were just.
No, but they'll promote everybody else's music. But
because y'all did have a performance and they made it look like you guys were just not on point.
Girl.
Performance wise.
Like, the very first self cipher, the only person that messed up at that cipher was Mariah Lynn.
And they didn't mm-hmm. show it.
And they didn't show it. Like, she forgot her lyrics and stopped rapping.
And right. they did not show it.
And they didn't show it. So it's like, from the beginning, did you guys ever had our best intentions at heart?
Right.
I know you didn't think. Okay, so.
I'm just saying. Like,
the reason I asked is because my best friend was on Love & Hip Hop, and I know her well, and, you know, what I they portrayed so. on on TV is not it's her. Not even close to what she
Editing
is
a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, even the cypher, the way we rapped, at our actual verse, they cut it up. Mm-hmm. Not only was it off beat, but they cut it up where we wasn't even really making sense. As a hip-hop artist, as a rapper, you'd be like, well, what are y'all talking about?
Like, they took our first two bars and put it at the end. They took the beginning, like, the end and put it at the beginning.
Right.
So when we watched it, like,
it was like, yeah, we did
this. It was crazy.
Speaking of you guys' music, I don't even want to say the name of the song.
Thought.
Right. That's just, is it Thought?
It's called Thought. But it, the way
everybody. But how do you say it?
Thought-thought-thought-licious.
I can't say it.
Thought-thought-thought-licious.
Thought-thought-thought-licious.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you all were saying thought.
You gotta say it. You gotta say it right now.
Like, we couldn't. Thought-thought-thought-licious.
You got it.
Now you gotta scream.
So funny.
I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
You got it, girl.
Because I was confused.
All right, let's take a break from lip service. I know this one is really exciting, and we're going to talk about Bevel. Now, I told you before, you probably heard about them on Combat Jack Show or on Brilliant Idiots, but now it's time for me to introduce you to the very first shaving system, and it's designed for people with coarse and curly hair, namely for African Americans. Taylor, Sage. Now, I know both of you guys have had experiences with men who shave, and maybe yeah. sometimes you've seen something a little weird looking.
Yes. Oh, my God. I remember this one time, and he was cute, too, and then... He got a little closer, and I saw a bump. And
what
I
were you getting
like,
close to, though, that you saw? Okay, I see where you was at. Well, I you mean, know what? It's very important for a man to take care of himself. And there's nothing wrong with getting close to where he might be shaving.
Of course.
Manscaping. So if you're looking for a gift for your man, make sure you check out Bevel. It's got excellent craftsmanship. It looks great. And most importantly, it'll keep him looking fresh, so when you get close up, you won't see no bumps. Now, it also feels great to support a Black-owned and operated business. It's filling a serious void in the marketplace. That's always been important to me. So somebody currently in the process, I'm setting up my own business with some partners who also are people of color. Styles P, DJ Envy. I know how challenging all that can be. So to see how far Bevel has come in just a few years is absolutely amazing. So I always support them. And it feels great to be able to introduce the lip service audience to them. Now, Sage, you saw some of those Bevel razors, right?
Yes.
And they look great. It has a nice, luxurious feel. Because, you know, we love our products. And I think men should have great products, too.
Absolutely. I think this is awesome. And I hope every guy I'm with in the future uses this product. I'm
and
serious.
And if they don't, you should buy it for them. Because that's a great gift, okay? Step up your shave game today. Get grown and sexy at GetBevel.com. Bevel is also extending a special offer this month for lip service listeners. Use code LIPFREE at checkout. And you get your first month's membership free. That's GetBevel.com. Now tell them that we sent you with code LIPFREE. Now, did they ever tell you, like, okay, you know, in order for y'all to stay on, you got to do this? Like, did you ever feel like you had to do certain things to keep it interesting?
No. It was a couple setups, but nothing that we felt like we had to do.
Yeah, they never really forced anything on us, but it was a situation where you'd be like, really? Like, and then we have to still proceed.
Like the situation with Bianca when she walked in the studio with me and Andy, I did not know that girl was coming. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing about it is, like, God works in mysterious ways. All day I was asking him, like, yo, can I get something to drink? Like, it was like my, like.
You was just thirsty all day and didn't know why.
And they wouldn't give me nothing to drink. Oh, shit. But then she comes in with the fucking juice, and that's the only thing in her whole entire pocketbook.
Because she
left her pocketbook, and I emptied the shit out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this was a setup. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So you already know what it is. All right, now let's talk about some things that's going on in the world, and I want to see how y'all would react to this. All right. So I'm sure y'all saw Hazel E. and Kat Williams, right? They were dating, and then now things have gotten a little crazy with Kat, and they're not dating anymore, and people feel like she deserted him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now at what point do you say, I'm not messing with a man anymore? Even, you know, sometimes people feel like if a guy is at his lowest, that's not the time that you're supposed to leave him.
Okay. It depends how he's treating you. If he's disrespecting you, if things aren't good at home, then I think it's time to go. But if he is at his lowest and he wants to change or you can help him, then don't leave him, especially if he's done a lot for you.
Have you ever had to be with somebody that was perhaps not where they wanted to be in life or maybe a little bit crazy acting and you had to hold him down?
No,
because I'm not holding nobody down.
No, I haven't been through that.
For real? Yeah. Not even if you was in love?
Mm-mm. Even the joints that go to jail, I'd be like, baby, the judge broke us up.
Oh. So your man go to jail, it's over.
Oh, that's foul. That's foul as fuck. I will ride or die with the lowest
I'm lying. But no.
No, but that's a flaw. I think that's a character flaw for me. Like, being he's a bum. It's okay. I'll give him some money.
You give guys money?
No, I mean, I would if it's my boyfriend and I'm in love with him and he's fucked up. I there's a big chance. I'll pay a nigga's bills if I'm in love with him.
Would you let him come move in with you?
Yes.
But what if he's just not trying to change?
But I have to be, but you know, right now I'm in a place where, you know, like, I'm not taking no shit. I'm not even inviting guys over to, you know, watch a movie in my house at this point in my life. But, you know, there's been times I was gonna ride it out with my ex-boyfriend. He went to jail. I tried.
You broke up with him. Yeah, but you tried.
I tried.
You put forth the effort, and that's all
that matters. I was gonna do it. I did put forth the effort, and that is all that matters.
You damn sure told us you was gonna ride that thing to the wheels.
To the wheels.
She was like, it's only 3 years.
I can do it.
Nah. He broke up with me. It didn't even last 3 weeks. He broke up with me.
How do you decide when you'll let a man come over your house for the first time? Because I know that has to be a weird thing for all of us. Like,
it depends on...
decide if you're going to give him some...
No, like, let him come over.
No, just let him
come. That's letting somebody into your space where you live at. Like, alone, one-on-one. Now he gets to see where I'm at. That's not something that you do right away. That has to be something that you know. You know what I always do whenever I have a guy over for the first time? I always make sure I'm not by myself.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's not thinking he's going anywhere. You know what I mean? He's not being invited to the bedroom with your bestie here.
I have to go to their house first. Like, you can't come to my house first.
For me, there's two times I'm inviting a guy over. Like, he's my boyfriend or I'm really drunk. Besides that, nobody's coming to my house.
But if you're really drunk, you have to know him still, like, kind of well, or could you have just met him?
No, you have to. But you see, that's why I just can't be drunk, because, you know, if I like a guy a little bit and I'm drunk, I'll be like, okay,
right,
okay, let's go smoke a blunt in my house.
And he's that's like, me. You know what that means. Now, listen, this did happen to somebody I know, right? She was talking to this. She wasn't even talking to him. It was just cool. And he said he had some weed. So she was like, okay, I'm going to come over and smoke. And so automatically he assumes that means it's about to go down.
Right.
And he was offering to eat a pussy and all kind of stuff. And she was like, whoa, I just came over here to smoke.
Right.
Now, as a woman, should you go to a man's house with no intentions of doing anything, you know, just to smoke?
I don't think it's a problem. I think guys jump out the window and assume she's coming over, I'm going to get some. It shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Be able to chill. I always feel weird just going to people's houses unless it's somebody I know like that. Like, if I know you really well, we've been friends for a long time.
Right.
But if I know you might kind of like me.
And you're not ready to
give
it up.
And I'm not trying to. The same thing with inviting him over. I would take my homegirl over there with me.
Right.
But even this nigga doing. Not only your apartment, like, even when we go on dates, me and Mo as friends, we always bring each other. When we first start dating a guy, I'm like, come on, girl. We going to dinner. Like, we this weekend.
This weekend. Don't blow it up.
I don't. I can't blow it up. But, you know, that's how it is.
Like, guys always say that. They'd be like, it's so hard for me to get you one-on-one by yourself. They used to always say that to me because I'm always around people. So anytime I had something to do, I try to multitask. I'd be like, oh, yeah, let's go out. I got to go to this thing anyway, this dinner, so just come with me. Right, and it's hard for me to do that one-on-one thing because I try to lump it together. It's but crazy. Doesn't that annoy guys if you go out on a date and
I
you
think
bring...
it does, but I don't care.
No, not if your homegirl is cool. I don't think it annoys them.
Mm-hmm. No, you never know. A guy might be like, well, why is she bringing her friend? You know how guys are.
That's petty.
I don't ever bring a friend. I don't have any friends.
You said, oh, yes, you do.
I mean, I have you guys, but you guys have boyfriends. And your boyfriends aren't going to be okay with, hey, come out with me and this guy.
Nobody ever tried to ask you for a threesome?
I mean, guys ask that all the time.
Yeah, guys ask that all the time.
Mm-hmm. So have y'all done it?
I haven't had a threesome.
I think I put it out there right from the very beginning, and I'm not into girls, so guys don't even try
it. Before you even try it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even waste your time.
Unless I'm drunk, I ain't doing that shit.
Even if I, well, maybe I'm drunk.
Look, maybe
especially like now with this generation, it's like the new thing. Like it's just expected now with the new generation.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not with
it. Yeah, it kind of seems like for you to, women think to keep a man, they got to do that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Especially these industry relationships.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that that's the only way I'm going to keep my man. I just really like...
No, some people think that, though.
Yes, pineapple.
No, but some girls enjoy other women.
Pineapple.
Some women enjoy other women, so it just depends.
And you know what I always say? It's hard enough for a man to handle one woman, so it's kind of
exactly. Like, please, these guys. Oh, my God. Two of me... As if. Like, you get three back shots and guys
I mean, it's
dead.
Not something that we do all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand, like, where do guys get the energy? Where do you get the energy to be with two women if you can't even handle one?
Yeah, no, I would definitely.
Like,
girl, these guys, they probably have four.
But now, when you ask guys, like, how are you going to handle both of us? They say, oh, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. That's like the excuse. Boy, bye.
Now, are y'all getting more penis thrown at you since doing Love & Hip Hop?
Straight through the DM.
Oh, my gosh, it's horrible. Even it's not even only DM. They hashtag BBOD, and it's just in the
hashtag. Oh, yeah, we had a hashtag with someone with their dick and a remote control.
Oh, that's the classic dick.
That's so you can compare
the fucking cable remote.
You need something to put
it
next to.
But he posted it on Instagram.
Not in
a DM, on Instagram.
He must have been proud of his.
No, when I 9 out of 10 times when I ask a guy for the package pick, I'd be like, put it next to the remote.
Oh, okay. So
see, if I ever did.
Or you got to put it next to like
not a lot. That hasn't happened.
Like a bottle of something.
A bottle.
Yeah.
So
you could compare.
1 liter bottle so you can see like, okay, this is this.
I can read my man's dick with my eyes closed like it's Braille. I don't need no pick.
Nah, but that's
I
your
hope
boyfriend.
His dick don't feel like Braille, girl.
That's right. Oh, my God. No, but that's your boyfriend. You know, in the beginning when you're dating somebody or even when you're dating somebody for a few months and they're away, you know, you send each other pictures.
Mm. Y'all sending out pictures?
Mm. Nudes?
Hell no.
Nah, I'm not.
No face, no case.
Time to send out pictures.
Yeah, no face, no case.
Yeah.
That's true. No face.
No case.
You know you done sent out a...
And somebody will be like, this is your
really
phone number. This is
pictures.
Your phone number.
You can
you
edit
be like, that's
shit.
Photoshop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'll ask for a picture. I won't send pictures. I don't send pictures.
I'm like you. I won't send my ass through the mail either.
Yeah, so you never sent a vagina or nothing?
Before,
guys
but
ass.
Like, now it's like...
Well, it could still come out of the womb.
Yeah, vagina don't look no different now.
No, they didn't. They got a special email.
Listen, I don't think that shit no more. I got caught up one time. Never did it again.
What?
You did get caught
up? I took this bomb-ass pussy pic, and I sent it to, like, everybody.
That's
and
why
then
you got
my dude
up.
Was around some little fuck nigga that was going through his phone, and he was like, oh, you know.
I got that same picture.
Oh, shit.
Never again.
No, but that's one thing. When I have sent out, or even, like, if I send a pussy picture now, I send it to one person. Right. So if it comes out, I know where it came from.
You don't just send the same pic.
Nah, you got to take a couple different angles, couple shots, then send it to the different guys.
That pic was just that bomb.
You're going to do that.
You just had to keep doing that.
She was happy with
that.
Let me tell you something. I deleted that pic on my phone. I ain't never want to see that picture again.
Damn.
That shit pissed me off.
That is bad, though. If you ask a guy for a dick pic and he sent it too quick, you'd be like, okay,
yeah. Like,
that
nigga has already had that right now. Like, give it like 15 minutes after I ask for the pic, then send it. Even if it's in the phone and I can see the date, at least I know you tried to game me. At least I know you tried to.
That's funny. Real quick, it comes
through. You'd be like, damn,
you I'm going to ask somebody now today, send me a dick pic.
Guys love sending pictures of the dick. You know what else?
Real quick.
They like to show you pictures of their dick in their phone.
Like, look.
Mm-hmm.
They might not send it to you, but and I'm like, they why the fuck you have it in your phone though?
Mm-hmm.
Why you have
niggas
PC yet?
Is nasty.
Now, you're do mad you pay for yourself?
If you had a choice, you'd prefer to masturbate with toys or with your hands?
Oh Lord,
I'm not into toys.
Oh Lord,
like that.
It's
yeah, me neither.
Not. I'm not into toys like that. I'd rather call somebody.
It's so
like,
many
come
toys.
That wasn't the option.
That wasn't enough.
I'm addicted to my vibrator.
It's so many toys now. Don't they have one that you can put on the penis now, like a vibrating thing?
Yeah, they've been had that.
Been had that dick ring.
It's a cock ring.
Cock ring.
I've never used that.
Remote control panties.
No, I've never used
that. Remote control panties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where I been?
I don't know if a guy would let you put the cock ring on. Cause
please, yes, they will.
I have,
they have the one that's on the condom now.
I have one of those at home, and I don't think people be... Guys don't be into putting toys on themselves. I feel like they're not really that into that.
He got to be a certified freak to like that shit.
Yeah, like some guys will find it like, oh, exciting. She's nasty. She wants to bring out the toy. And then other guys will take offense like, fuck her, you ruined
this
shit.
Right, like, what you think? I'm not
right.
good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's for him, too, because the ring vibrates on his dick and it's supposed to feel good. I don't know.
I gotta ask if that feels
I mean, good. As far as the question, I can't even masturbate with just my hands anymore. It's so wild. The vibrator is bomb. It's so good.
So you prefer
my vibrator
toys,
is Steph. My boyfriend. Yes.
So Lexi, you prefer?
I don't know. It depends, I guess.
What's your toy of choice?
I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of toys at home,
no,
though.
No, I don't. No.
She didn't even know they had a cock ring. So no,
she said they got this new
remote control panty.
I think a classic toy is the rabbit. You know, that's a classic.
With the
ear.
The bullet.
Yeah, the bullet is the another bullet. Classic. Pocket rocket is another mm-hmm. classic. And then my favorite one is the iVibe. It's the best vibrator in the world.
Oh, the one from Dwayne Reed, right?
No, it's not from Dwayne Reed.
Oh,
it's from
Dwayne
Reed.
That's the
brand?
Sex toy?
Yeah, didn't you say you had a vibrator from Dwayne Reed?
No, I did buy one from Dwayne Reed and it was kind of trash. Just for everyone who wants to buy the vibrator
what
from
it? It was
Dwayne Reed. No, but iVibe is bomb. Like it has like 15 different speeds and it makes me squirt. It's bomb. Like I'll be missing being with a man for a second and then I'll use that. And I'll be like, what do I need a man
for? I'm going to sleep.
I'm about to put a cheeseburger in the microwave and I'm going to sleep.
Do you be mad when you squirt like at home by yourself and make a mess?
Yeah, but lately I've been doing it. I get really mad. I get really upset because I'm a crazy person about my sheets. But lately I've been doing it in the bathtub and it's like a bar mitzvah. It's amazing.
Why is it a bar mitzvah?
It's so good. I don't even notice. The mess is just in the bathtub. It turned the water on, it's gone.
It feels so savage, doesn't
yes, it? Yes, it does. Savage. I feel savage. And if it's just bomb. You know, I got that new bathtub. I only been in my apartment for like 7 months and that big bathtub is just so good.
Mm-hmm. I love my big tub.
Right? It's bomb.
After you masturbate, does it make you feel like having sex more?
No, I want to go to sleep.
No, I go to sleep.
Yeah, you be not.
I start curving everybody.
Right.
I turn into a nigga, like, don't even touch me.
Right.
But guys, don't they
discuss it at the porn
toy?
And everything.
I think it's called the pocket pussy. Y'all didn't see that?
I heard that.
I don't think guys really use that.
I know guys in jail, they this is terrible.
What is it called? Like the
jail tip.
What is it called? Something Sally?
Yeah.
Where they
it's something.
Susie, something
yeah,
Susie.
Something Susie. And they use, they take a towel and like some Vaseline and they'll make the towel like warm. They'll wet it. Hot towel and put like, and you know, put like lube in it and fuck, the towel feels like a pussy.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, you gotta make jail. Yeah. Oh, here comes somebody who
I
might know about that.
I thought I was tripping. I can't smell the popcorn.
I use toys on the ladies that like toys. I'm with
Oh,
you put a cock ring on?
So what?
A cock ring. If a girl pulled out a cock ring, would you put that on?
A girl tried that with me. I just didn't know what it was, and I wasn't comfortable with it.
Maynard just walked in talking about cock rings already.
I got that alone, though. You understand what I'm saying?
What? Off my okay, Uncle Murder, Maynard.
Sexy Lexi.
More
money.
What's up, y'all?
Damn, where y'all coming from? Okay, all right. We're back on track, though. We were talking about cock rings. Maino said
he likes toys. He said that he doesn't mind it. That's what you said, right?
You twisting my words. You
no, that's what you
he
just said
he likes
specifically.
Cock rings.
Murder,
what?
Do you like toys?
I said I like toys.
With like, deodorant.
No one plays with the conversation, man.
I don't play with
females. Can use it.
Female.
No, that's what you said. You like to use toys on women.
You don't know what I like?
Oh, Lord.
What?
Do you know what you like?
No, I don't know what you like.
I just said I was smelling popcorn. I thought I was tripping.
I'm the one.
He's with the shits now. Man, I'm with the shit today.
He is. What's so aggressive?
I just like that. Girls like
it. He's right, though. We do like it.
Sorry. BBOD, last question for y'all.
Okay.
I'm sure y'all saw this drama with Kalani, Party Next Door, okay, and Kyrie Irving.
So sad.
Now, have you ever felt so...
Hoes ain't loyal. It is what it is.
You said these guys...
These hoes.
Ain't loyal. That's why you got to be...
But people break up, you know?
It is. I'm saying if I had sex with you a couple months ago, we still go together.
No, we don't. Now, let's be clear.
We own that pussy, you said.
Allegedly, what happened was, though, Kalani was with Party Next Door. They broke up because he posted a picture of some other chick.
I love women.
We know, Mano. Mano loves women.
You gotta salute a nigga like me. You know why? Because I love women. I ain't afraid to let people know I love women. These niggas running around. Who better than me?
Wait, Mano, you're not even on the mic. Let's get you. We gotta get you on the mic first. Because this is.
What is he talking about?
But anyway.
He's crazy.
Open a can of worms.
So people were talking about the net worths of Kyrie Irving and Party Next Door. And apparently she left Kyrie Irving to go back to Party Next Door. Okay. And how much was Kyrie Irving worth?
Almost $100 million.
Almost $100 million.
Balling.
Well, I guess she said it ain't about the money.
Right. It's clearly not about the money.
Because it ain't about the money.
I think that the party, what's his name? Party Next Door. Mm-hmm. He probably just fucks her better.
Or they might have had that artist connection because they worked on music together.
Oh, artist connection, correct.
Sometimes that artist connection. Yes. You ever been in a studio with a guy and just felt so overwhelmed, like just because of the work that you're doing, passionate?
You can relate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and sometimes you connect when you're on the same topic.
Here comes Mano. Mano, you ever been in a studio working with a chick and felt a strong connection?
I have a bunch of that.
Because we're talking about Party Next Door and Kalani. They probably had a strong connection working together in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know if that move... Well, who am I to talk about another nigga moves, right? But did he really have to put it out there like that?
Well, she said
that
he
was whack for him to do that, though.
But he was trying to get his girl back, maybe, you know. And she said nobody cheated on anybody. Maybe her and Kyrie Irving were done.
Was broken up.
Maybe.
No, that's what happened. She broke up with him, and then the other one was petty and posted a photo.
We need to know. We want to know if the breakup happened.
Y'all guys don't tell us when we broke up.
I didn't know. When I get broken up with, I don't know I'm broken up with neither.
All right, you know what? We got a BBOD. I know y'all got a lot to do because y'all got a flight to catch in the morning.
Where y'all going?
We're going to Atlanta.
Well, let me get a little interview time in.
Yeah, it's your time now.
Yeah, you're next.
No, but
she wants to talk to them.
Oh, you want to talk to BBLG? Good, good.
He's fixing the mic.
Chill out, nigga, chill out. How y'all doing?
Oh, gosh, here comes Mano.
Like, how's things going? Loving hip hop and everything? Y'all happy with the way things are going?
We already asked that.
Yes, we asked that already, Jermaine.
Let light skin Jermaine talk, please.
We happy. Coins be collecting
Jermaine
right now.
Well, it's always coins is always good because at the end of the day, that's what we do.
And exposure, and the new fans that we have.
So you feeling good?
Yeah.
That's you in a good space.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters. Then God bless y'all. Keep rocking on New York City. We unified, and that's what it's all about.
Whoa.
Yeah. Amen. Good interviewing skills, Mano. We appreciate you.
You know how to do this shit, man. I do this shit in my sleep.
Yellow tape.
King Kong, Godzilla.
Who's King Kong? Who's Godzilla today?
Sometimes I might be.
But today, who's who?
I'm feeling more King Kong-ish today.
Okay, so murder, you are Godzilla today.
Just for the day. It might be different tomorrow.
Tonight. All right, well, listen, ladies, thank y'all for coming through. Are y'all going to be on the next season of Love & Hip Hop? Is that decided?
We don't know.
Do you want to?
If it's right, as long as it's right, we don't mind.
What's right?
The
check.
The coins.
I knew that.
Keep it real. How much do y'all get? Like, because people always talk about how much people get paid on Love & Hip Hop.
Like, what?
You're not going to put that out.
Come on. That's a bad.
Well, we'll put it like this. We weren't main cast members, and we became main cast members.
Okay, so now
we
you
was
are.
On every episode.
We was on every episode.
We signed up as appearances.
So you get paid per episode?
Sexy, yes. Waxy.
And we brought y'all some t-shirts.
Oh, thank you.
One of them is big, so I guess.
I'll go down and get you another.
No, I'll just go downstairs and swap it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, y'all know I'm a seamstress.
I like that.
No, yeah, I'll go get you another
size. Da, da, da.
Mano's so stupid.
Well, thanks for voting for us, Mano.
Mano,
yeah.
Know how it went down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted, you know, but
I voted.
About that. I didn't know the VH1 was filming, right?
Oh, you didn't know?
Mm-mm. DJ Self told me, come judge the battle. I came there to judge a battle, and then, like, bottles was flying, and I was like, oh, shit, is this part of the show? Like, what the fuck going on? Remember, I was confused. Uh-huh. It was
and
cool,
we
though.
We walked in the back of the dressing room, he was walking out.
Mano said, let me go.
Yeah, I didn't want to be involved. I didn't want to be on screen for the fighting and all that. You know
you didn't want to be in that. Man has a reputation, damn it.
Yeah, of being a nice guy.
Right. He don't need to be around that. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming.
We'll see you guys again.
Oh, yes, you will. Have fun in Atlanta. All right, now we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about something that I'm excited about, our brand new sponsor of the show, Bevel. Now, I'm sure you heard about them on the Comeback Jack Show or Brilliant Idiots, but it's important for us here too at Lip Service because, you know, this is the very first shaving system designed for people with coarse and curly hair, namely African Americans, and I actually have used Bevel as well. Now, it's important for guys to take care of themselves, but we have to take care of ourselves too, right?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Now, Taylor. Now, Taylor, I know sometimes, like, in between waxings, you might have to shave, right, Sage? You might have to shave a little bit because maybe some hair grows back. And it's also almost summertime, so we're going to be going to the beach soon and going on spring break and vacations, right?
Yes. You do not want to see no bumps or anything when you got your bikini on.
It's the worst. Cute. Also, you don't want to use those little cheap plastic razors and everything because those are definitely not good. They don't even cut that close. So if you're looking for something to get yourself so you get a nice close shave in between whatever it is that you do, or I shave my legs. I don't even wax that and under my arms.
Yeah,
so.
Same too.
I use Bevel there, but it feels great to support a Black-owned and operated business. And also, not only is it filling a void in the marketplace, it's really useful. I don't have any bumps. I have no irritation. It's great. I also love that I don't have to go in the quote-unquote ethnic aisle looking for this. All those products always look so dusty on the bottom shelf. It's not sexy at all. So Bevel is really changing the experience. You know, shaving can be like a really luxurious thing for us.
Definitely. Shaving can be so sensual.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes your man likes to shave. I actually know a guy who had a fetish and he liked to shave my friend's vagina.
What?
Yeah. Ew, really? No, seriously.
No, I had an ex that actually shaved my legs before.
Exactly. And that's why he should use Bevel. So there's no ingrown hairs, no bumps if he wants to shave you. So step up your shaving game today and tell your man to step up his shaving game on you at getbevel.com. Bevel is also extending a special offer this month for Lip Service listeners. Use code LIPFREE at checkout and you get your first month's membership free. That's GETBEVEL.com. And tell them that we sent you with code LIPFREE. What up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we got King Kong.
And Godzilla.
And Godzilla here with us.
The Brooklyn Bad Guys is in the building. Mano, yellow tape.
Uncle Murder. Hey. I want to thank Uncle Murder. He came in and apologized and said, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Yeah. Balmain's Mars Jealous, King Kong, and Godzilla.
I'm just saying, why the fuck not?
I'm not.
All right, so we always start the show up with the tip of the day. So today's tip. And you're going to give advice to people. If you broke, what's a great gift to get your girlfriend?
If you ain't really got
no money, what can you do for her?
Get her some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Get her
some chocolate.
You know, go to Bath and Body Works. Grab some. You got stuff. You got money for Bath and Body Works, my nigga.
You don't think that flowers and chocolates are a little, you know?
Go to Victoria's Secret. Like,
you're saying you're broke. How can you do with so much?
Those are reasonable.
No, but I'm saying like maybe something more thoughtful and not so stereotypical, like flowers and chocolate. That's, you know.
Write her a letter. Tell her how much you love her.
No, there you go. Now that's nice.
Yes, a love letter is so romantic.
I think that's really romantic.
I'm gonna start doing that.
You should.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Nobody writes letters. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I know exactly what I'm going to do it to. I'm going to do it to this girl I like. I'm going to do it to her.
What you gonna write in the letter?
And I'm gonna write a letter to somebody else.
It's gonna be like, you wanna write a letter too?
I'm gonna write a letter too.
Now, how do y'all sign the letter? Do you sign it Jermaine?
I sign my letter Jermaine.
Jermaine, and how you sign your letter? I'll go murder.
Merc.
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 Murder. So, how long is this letter gonna be? And is it gonna be like a haiku?
Well, I'm good at expressing my feelings, man.
You are.
I'm an expressive person. Like, I don't have a problem. Sharing how I feel. Like,
I love a love letter. I think that would be so sweet and romantic.
Here's the thing. The thing with me is that if I like a girl, I don't like to play games with her. I like to let her know I like her. Mm-hmm. So everything I do is in accordance to me liking her. Like, let's go out. Let's go bowling. Let's go to dinner. Let's hang out. Let's spend time together. Let's go eat. Let's chill. Because I like you, I don't want to play games. I don't want to know. I don't want to be a friend. I don't want to play all that game. I like you, baby. Mm-hmm.
It's hard, though, because, Maynard, you do have a lot of female friends.
Who says that?
He does.
No, just friends. Not anybody yet fucking. I'm talking about friends.
Like, he always posted up.
We're friends, and I have a lot of females, like my friend Nikina's friends.
He's always posted up with a different girl on the damn internet. It's the truth. That is a fact.
My brother?
Yes. Absolutely. 150%.
I've looked at the internet every day. I haven't seen anything like it.
Oh. I will say I've never seen Mano out with a female that he was dating. I always see him just chilling.
Really?
I've never seen him out with a female.
You're such a good friend.
No, I really haven't. Now, I'm not saying that he don't do that.
Well, here's the thing.
I haven't personally witnessed
it. Here's the thing, though. Like, it's like, if it's a girl I like, I date her. Mm-hmm. And I make sure that she understands that I like her. So there's no misunderstanding in what my intentions are. Mm-hmm. You understand? But I'm coming with hella reputation. I'm coming with, you know, so some girls that I like, they like, oh, I don't know, but you did this and did that before, and you the kind of nigga that did this and that before. So it'd be hard sometimes when I like a girl, mm-hmm. and I'm coming from a genuine place, and they don't really actually know how genuine I am. But I say, what you gonna do? Like, how you, if you ain't gonna fuck with me, you gonna
Stephanie,
fuck with
what
me?
Is the matter?
I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I love Maino. Oh. Yeah. I totally, yeah. I'm in love with Maino.
Yeah, right.
We got love in here.
Right. I am.
I love it. Love
you know
real.
I love you.
Yeah.
Baby.
You say whatever.
Aww. I'm feeling sympathetic to Armando. I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
Feel bad for my brother.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Why?
I don't know. You should feel bad.
He just seems so genuine.
You should feel bad for a nigga like me though, because I'm coming like murder my brother, and we come, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming with reputation. It's like a lot of times girls judge me on that.
Honestly,
listen. I seen a girl. I pull up on a girl on West Side Highway. I say, hey, how you doing? She said, oh man, don't try it.
Damn, I was just saying hi.
I said, what you mean? I'm just saying hi. Oh, you don't know, you know my friend. Damn. And I go like, damn, man, you know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm a young black male out here in this wilderness of North America. You understand?
Okay.
And I'm out here being single, and I'm out here supposed to do what I'm supposed to do.
I was sympathetic. He lost me.
I can't even lie. I feel like Maino is like would be like my soulmate if he wasn't with so many women.
But let me ask you this though,
because he's exactly what I like. You know, he's attractive, you know what I mean? He's mean. I know that I could be submissive to a person like Maino.
But here's the thing though, when you speak up, everybody got a past, love, and when you speak up, women. A nigga been with, what was a nigga supposed to do? Been with men? Like, what the fuck? What was a nigga supposed to been with?
I'm just saying that. I mean, what? I'm just speaking hypothetically.
All right,
speaking.
Like, a nigga, ain't no nigga you gonna meet on the planet Earth, whether you here or you in Shanghai, that come with perfection. You understand? Everybody come with a past, whether you know about it or not. A lot of rumors on me, a lot of shit said about me. Yeah, I like women. I've been with women. I've been with small women, big women, famous women, mediocre women. It's all good.
Small women, big women, tall women.
But I can understand now. There's a double standard.
That Uncle Murder talk.
Sometimes men look at women. You've been with a lot of different people. They look at you a certain way. And women kind of look at men like that too, in a way. You know? How do I know it's real? You've been with all these women. How do I know that
judge a man by his intent. You judge a man by his deed and his character. And you judge a man by his deeds, you understand?
Not by how he treats you.
Exactly. Exactly.
But then you thinking he might have treated all these other chicks like that.
Right. No, fuck all that. Oh,
exactly.
Because we're not stupid. We got to be careful.
Here's the thing.
That's
the thing.
Exactly.
Murder.
Uh-oh.
Murder.
Talk to me, brother.
Check this out. You, If that's the case, nothing works for nothing. Nothing works for nobody. No human relationship, nothing ever works. We judge people on how they deal with us, and we give them a merit system. You start at 10. Now you can get down to a 1 if you want, baby. That's on you.
So you start off at 10 with trust.
I give you a 10
with
trust.
You don't have to earn that.
You got a 10 from the door. Now you can take away all every day. I could fall in love with you from tonight, but then you take away every day. You talk too much, your breath stink, something, whatever it is. All right? You telling my business, you Snapchatting too much when I'm around. Like, whatever it is, you get demoted.
You messing with too many rappers?
Yeah, all that. Oh, no. So don't judge me on my past. Don't judge me on what you heard. Judge me on how I deal with you. If I handle you accordingly and I handle you with respect, then that's how you should handle me. Fuck what was said.
I start people off at a 5. I think. I start you off at a 5, and then it could go up or down from there. I don't start at a 10.
I get started off at a 0 with certain people.
I start people off at a 1.
Yeah, see?
Damn.
I would start men at least at a 3.
Yeah, and then, like, who more truer than me? I'm true. I speak my mind. I speak the truth. I don't lie. Girls say, yo, man, you fuck that bitch. Yeah, I fucked it. It's okay, but you know what? This shit here, what I'm doing with you is different.
I'm gonna fuck you different.
That's perspective.
What are the different ways that you can fuck somebody? What do you mean fuck you different?
I mean, it might be different chemistry with different people.
Speak on it, Murder. Mm-hmm.
Some people might get you a little bit more excited than some. It might be like a female might suck a nigga dick extra good, so you feel like, you know, I'm just being honest.
Or the passion level could be different.
Yeah, right? You know what I'm just saying? Certain things that get a nigga more excited.
I feel like I'm connecting with you right now. On a way that you're the only person out here understanding my pain.
What?
You don't understand. You're the only person in here in this room understanding what I'm saying.
Do you, Gigi?
I do understand what he's saying.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't. Everybody coming with reputation. Everybody coming with, nigga be like, oh, you was a video vixen.
I come with a reputation. I was a stripper. Yes, I used to fuck with rappers and ball players.
Exactly.
And
nigga can't judge you on that. You suck. If I like you, I like you.
That's a fact.
Don't matter. Cause everybody bitch was a nigga hoe before. I look at niggas' wives all the time. I look at niggas' girls all the time. Like, oh, I had that bitch now. You know, I'm like, yeah.
But that's
it.
It
is what it is.
That's
human nature.
I don't want bitches looking at my man like that.
That's human nature.
It is what it is.
Bitches ain't nothing. But look at the caliber of bitch. The bitch ain't got nothing on you, and a nigga handling you correctly, then how does it make a difference?
Okay, you're right.
Bitch,
all
he
right,
might have slept
okay,
with you.
Okay.
He fucked you. But look right here. I'm
way.
His queen, though. How mm-hmm. about that, though?
Living in his castle.
Ooh. Real talk.
Ooh.
But then, as a man, isn't it your responsibility to not embarrass us either? Because once you got us feeling a certain way, you got to make sure you represent
oh my
us
God,
when
Angela.
We're not around.
You see, Angela, I feel like you and me are here. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga will be out there embarrassing you.
Yeah, but a nigga got to get a chance first. How you going
to embarrass you?
Right, like, give
you a chance. Why would you give a nigga a chance to embarrass you?
You got to give a nigga a chance at life. See, here's the thing. Women talk all this shit, they ain't going to settle for some shit that's less. That's and then wind up going through some shit that's worse.
It happens.
They wind up going through some shit that's worse and selling for some shit that's less, thinking because the nigga came, his package was a little bit different. I might be loud, I talk crazy, exactly. I'm scarred up, I got tattoos and all that, I've been in drama and all that. So a nigga been saying, and I've been with women. So they say, oh, this nigga, this man, oh, this Jermaine, he been, oh, listen, that, this and that, this and that, right? But here's the thing. You gonna fuck with a nigga that his package, his presentation might be better, but at the end, he's a devil. His insides is not better.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna take you worse. He gonna do worse than me. He gonna fuck your credit up.
That's worse.
Yeah, that's worse. You get a call in your name and don't pay the bill.
That ain't happening.
He's out here doing that every day.
Hell no.
Niggas out here doing it every day, baby.
But
Linda,
do you think you could be in a monogamous relationship with one woman?
Yeah. Do you think you could?
Here's the thing. Could you ask Uncle Murder? I'm going to come back.
All right. Murder, you think you could be with one woman in a monogamous relationship?
I love Uncle Murder.
Yeah.
Would you? Do you want to?
Is that something
that you're strapped? Like, is that like, man, I just want to be with one woman?
I mean, that's not something you look out to say because definitely because of the business that we into. So, you know, every day you might see somebody else that you want to fuck.
Isn't it hard to trust women, though?
It's definitely hard to trust women.
So you don't feel like it'd be nice just to have one person that you trust that rock with you?
Well, why not have fun? Definitely if you slinging he good ain't, penis.
Wait, wait, take it back. He didn't say another woman that I'm interested in. He said another woman that I want to fuck. It's a huge difference. Okay. Just because he want to fuck a bitch don't mean he interested in her.
But I can get interested in her if the sex is certain things is
if
good.
If the sex is good.
I'm just saying. No, then if she got more to offer after that, but if the sex ain't good, I don't even really want to build with you. Like,
what makes the sex not good?
Not fucking back.
Yeah.
Not really sucking good dick. I mean, to me, that's important to me.
It's very, like, you've mentioned it three times already.
It's just very important to me. So, and you know, you got to be real creative.
Mm-hmm. Creative. Do you like for women to spit on your dick?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I'm into that sport.
I'm into that sport.
I'm into that.
No, I mean, I always, never
mind. You always, what you
what?
Do?
You no,
spit
I was
on dicks, yeah, it's all right.
I always thought it was a little gross at point when people actually spit. I understand making it sloppy and everything, but I never
can make it sloppy
the
without spit. Without spitting. Spit. Don't give no.
No,
don't be
you
out
can't
here
make
no
it sloppy.
Head.
No, she's saying like the action of like.
Don't get. Don't be out here giving no 90s head.
No, I don't.
No,
but she said, I get what you're saying. You
I'm saying you can make it wet and sloppy, but you never see in porn when they be spitting for real.
You don't get no 90s head. You ain't gonna keep no real nigga like that.
No. I get what you're saying, but you can. She's right though. You can get like if you putting the dick.
Like
your throat.
How you like to do your head? Let me see.
What?
I'm just wondering.
Have you seen what?
I know. I said,
like,
I'm
just playing. Like y'all was talking one time. Steph was going in.
How you like
that.
To give your head?
Yeah, she
how
likes
I like to give my
how
head.
How you like to give your head? Because since you talking about
I
head
like,
and dick
I,
sucking, how you like to suck a dick?
Yo, why are you talking to me like
I'm
that?
I'm just asking.
You sound aggressive, man.
Why are you talking to me?
Nah, but this is actually a good question he's asking, though.
In a sweet manner.
How
like, easy,
how you like to get fellatio?
This is a good question.
I like to,
no stuttering.
I'm stuttering a little.
You can't stutter. You can't stutter.
Jermaine, the way he's looking at me is making
like
me a little nervous.
Did you just call him Jermaine?
I mean, Mano.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I just said a girl.
Listen to me.
No. We don't post that. Only Jermaine. We on that basis.
Listen to me. Listen.
I like to be called Jermaine anyway.
No, but I like, you know, I like to be the submissive in the bedroom, you know, so I like... You know, I like to, like, cry. I like to suck dick till I'm crying.
Yeah, I
and
love
throwing
that shit.
Out.
Yeah,
like,
nose
can't
running, can't breathe.
Don't wipe your tears. You know what I mean? Like, don't wipe it. Let them shit.
You know,
keep
and
running.
I like for the guy to get off on me, like, suffering a little bit.
I'm with all that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're with the suffering.
Definitely
that's what
with
I like.
All that.
Should he eat?
Jermaine.
Like, choke.
What if he eats your pussy and he starts crying?
And that means you got that cake
like,
of
you got that onion.
I think I'm like, dude.
No. Can I address something right quick?
I'm only playing.
Can I address something? I'm going to address something real quick. Huh?
What?
He said we're going to time out for a minute.
Time out for 1 second because he said something. I want to address something real quick.
What?
Just want to say for the record.
Hey, ladies. We're going to take a quick break from the show and we're going to talk about today's sponsor, Casper Mattresses. Now, these mattresses are obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a very fair price. And you can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by going to Casper.com/Angela and using code Angela. Now, you know, we spend a lot of time in bed, right?
Of course.
Now, if you're sleeping or doing something else.
Rocking, knocking the boots.
You want to be comfortable because yes. Nothing worse than being in bed and feeling them coils in your back while you're trying to get it in and hearing the squeaking noise.
Yeah, the noise are the worst.
It's so distracting. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Casper mattresses. Not only do you get a good night's sleep, you get a good awake time, if you know what I'm saying. Casper is that mattress. Just the right sink, the right bounce on it. Two technologies. It's a hybrid of latex foam and memory foam. They got a risk-free trial and return policy, and they'll deliver it straight to you. You can try it for 100 days, and if you're not happy with it, they'll come and pick it back up. Hey, I wish I could do that with my man. No, I'm kidding. I'm very happy with him. Now, at the store, maybe you'll get like a minute or something to try out their mattresses. Well, with Casper, you get to sleep on it, and you get to try it out. And it's cool that your Casper mattress comes in a box, so you can store it easily until you're ready to use it. For New Yorkers like me, that's really a big deal. The price is great. It's $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size. Hey, you know when he got that king-size? It's about to go down.
That's awesome.
Compare that to industry averages. That's an outstanding price point. So get $50 toward any mattress purchase by going to Casper.com/Angela and use code Angela. Terms and conditions apply.
And I seen some things on the internet this morning.
My boy.
And I just was like, you know, for one, I personally never, ever, ever spoke down on that woman in my personal life and never spoke down on her in my professional life. Uncle Murder's my brother. He's free to say whatever he wants to say, but let's get it correct. The things that he's saying already been said already. Facts. In a public forum. All right? So he ain't saying nothing that nobody ain't already say in a public forum. You understand? Now, I would never, you know, enter into a back and forth with a woman because that's just not what I'm doing and that's just not what I'm into. I consider K. Michelle like we cool. We have a friendship. We have an understanding. Like, I would never disrespect her. I would never disrespect her, you know, in public. I would never disrespect her in my personal life, you know? You know, I met her son. I met her mother. She had a beautiful son, Chase. You know, shout out to all of them, her mother. You understand? So it's all love. At the end of the day, I think certain things got took out of context. And this is where we have a lot of, you know, it's a lot of gangster shit being sold, but I don't understand that.
We
but,
definitely with the gangster, you know, shit.
How come Murder's with the shit?
That, we definitely with, know, the shit.
James Uncle Murder.
Yeah.
Right.
You know the pop, the baby.
Yeah, I know my brother, you know, history, so we definitely all, you know, with the shit.
You know, that I'm taking with a grain of salt, but just for the record, and you are a journalist. And you free,
and that's
to
with
the
niggas that
and,
was the secret phone calls we talking about,
right?
Not with the female,
right?
With all the secret phone calls that was being made, like we with the shits, mm-hmm. Like not with baby girl alone.
Yeah, you know, because yeah. here's the thing: you're a journalist, and you're a media person, and you asking questions in a about things that's being said publicly. Uncle Murder made a statement publicly. You asking him about the statement that he made publicly. That's fair game.
Mm-hmm. I felt like I was doing my job.
You did your job. Facts.
But I also feel like in that interview I was trying to say, doesn't that make you, whether whoever it is, if somebody's stank, maybe you shouldn't.
You was
do
making
that.
Me, you was saying, yeah, of course.
I said, no matter who it is, and I'm not saying her, but isn't that making you nasty?
Yeah, you know, some it's like all I was saying is certain things you hear about. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, me and my brother might talk and you kick it about a female and you go, yeah, I heard this about her. Word, you stay away. It's like, word, all right, cool.
Stay away.
Like, yeah, all right,
those
got
conversations
you.
Really
because,
happen?
I mean, sometimes it happens. Just, mm-hmm. you know, word of mouth. You might be in the studio, people just be talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Things uh-huh. like that. So all I'm saying is sometimes with a person like K. Michelle, is like, you know what, you know, under normal circumstances, you might go word and just stay away. But, you know, you hear somebody like K. Michelle, and if the opportunity presents itself, you might, you know what? Let me find out for myself.
But what he's saying is real, because everything that he said had already been said publicly. Mm-hmm. You understand? And this is without no ego. I'm speaking without ego, without no disrespect, and I ain't trying to, you know, say certain things, but when you say certain things and oh, them niggas this and that, miss saying all that, like, listen, I ain't broke, man. You understand? I ain't hurting. I'm cool. You understand? I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do.
That's
you understand?
A fact.
So, but I mean no disrespect to no woman, man. Like, my record is clean. I never get into a back and forth with a woman that I ever been with or ever mm-hmm. had a relationship. Like, I ain't doing that. Because I'm not coming from that place. I ain't trying to prove a certain point. I ain't here for that. That's my brother. Yo, you shouldn't say that. Yo, say what he, that's what he do. That's his gift of the game. We love him for what he do. That's why we love Uncle Murder. We love Murder for what he do. Whether, like, it ain't about records being sold, the energy he get a game is a gift. That's his gift to the game.
And then, as everybody knows, Mano is my BRF, my best rapper
that
friend.
Is a fact.
Okay, so, you know, me and Mano know each other pretty well mm-hmm. as friends.
Yes, he
for
do.
Years. No
take
issues,
a,
so.
Take a
now, let me ask you this. Do guys tell each other if a girl is great and then recommend that you hit it?
I've done that.
My definitely.
Brother, my brother,
I've
Dyko,
done that with
do.
My friends, my girlfriends. My girlfriends do that to me.
What?
Recommend him like, yes, girl,
tell
get
guy
that.
Great. Yes. You should hit it.
Yes. And sometimes I'll be like, you know, I can't because I'm not comfortable with that.
But you've done it like, before?
Just go for it. Look at his face. Don't think about
it. You talk a lot of, really? You talk a lot of talk on the show.
What?
Though.
What?
That's what you do though? I'm just asking.
No, I don't do anything. I don't even have sex.
Is that what you do?
I don't have sex. I masturbate in the bathtub. Good. We just got
He said good.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Masturbating is good.
I just got to watch what I say on this
episode. Dick is good too, man.
It's really good. Yeah.
Definitely.
Stephanie masturbates in the bathtub a lot. Do you guys masturbate in the shower?
What do you mean, Miss Stephanie?
Like you jerk off in the shower?
No, I'm getting, I jerk off in my bed.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I feel like the shower might be a nice place for a guy.
I like that. You know what I'm saying?
The same reason why she do it in the bathtub.
Yeah, because
it washes away the mess.
No, no, no. I like to be on my back, like I'm standing up. I like my nut. I like to get a grip of it. Like I'm just standing up. Like I wash up in the shower, boy. Like I'm not jerking off. Like
you're right. A guy standing up jerking off might look weird.
Jerking off like an animal. That's some
fucking animal. That's a little savage.
It's a savage. Jerking off in the shower.
So where's the not going. Where are you putting? Where's the cum?
I keep like a little rag or towel, clip like in the area. So when I let that thing go, I clean it up and I get up and I go into the shower.
Oh, I hate when guys have crunchy washcloths near the bed.
No. Let me tell you something.
That's disgusting.
My crib like a hotel. I keep clean sheets and towels. You understand? Mm-hmm. I keep that shit.
Why is your house like a hotel?
But.
Emphasis on hoe.
Did you hear what you just said? A hotel is somewhere where people come in and out of.
You're thinking wrong. You're thinking with the wrong.
But you heard what he just said. He said, his house is like a hotel.
He said, like a hotel.
That's what he said.
I'm talking about the cleanliness. Cleanliness is close to godliness.
Hotels are disgusting.
I'm talking about cleanliness.
The remote control in a hotel
even
is five the star
hotels.
That's not
true. I'm talking about cleanliness.
Even 5-star hotels, they're disgusting.
That's not true.
I lived in hotels before. Like, I mean, you know, I stayed. I'm on a roll. Like, we moving around. Like,
whatever.
All right.
Damn, Jermaine.
Huh?
You know the thing she said.
Damn, Jermaine. Back at it again.
But you see how you respond,
back
huh?
at it again with the creeping.
With the hotel house.
No, that's not, I like to keep certain things. I like, just in case I got a woman friend over. We're not scratching for stuff.
With the two of you going out and doing all your shows together and everything. Do y'all ever like snatch chicks from each other? Like, you know, I know
sure.
back in the...
He been in my kitchen, I've been in his kitchen.
Yeah, we be swapping.
I've been going on for years. Me and Murray been friends for years.
Been swapping.
I like to see him with some joints that I had. So, I like that.
So when you guys swap girls, like what if one of you falls in love with a girl?
It's okay.
Is that okay?
Love is okay, man.
Right.
It's my brother.
You're probably not gonna fall in love with a girl that y'all swapping, though.
Definitely, but it's my brother. Yeah.
I say murder. When I see murder lining up one of my joints, what I tell you? I call him. Mm-hmm. Say, look, this is how you do this. I'm gonna give you pointers.
I'm gonna give you pointers.
I'm gonna let you know what she like.
I'm gonna tell you what she like.
Make it a little easier.
Do the girls tell you like, you know, just so you know, I was with.
No, they know nothing. That's the thing. Like, I'm just saying, you dirty bitch. You just gonna come stand in
but you know what though?
You done
I have ran across some that did once they realized some didn't know how close. And they so smooth as soon as they realize, like, oh shit, they fuck with each other like that. Yo, I need you to know,
I
you know,
tell
me
you.
And Mano did something before. Ah. Like, oh yeah, I did. So shit like that.
So what if Mano tells you, like, yeah, I busted on her face and da da da. Like, does that matter to you?
Another man busted on her face anyway.
But you don't want to picture your boy's nut.
I never
on
tell
her
him
face.
That. No shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we ain't exactly. talking like that.
I don't talk like that.
How explicit do y'all get?
No, I just talk. No, I ain't talking up. I'm just telling the nigga how to get, like, if he ain't fucked the bitch, excuse my language. If he ain't laid back, I need to assist him mm-hmm. on you how to
he,
do it.
Does he need your assistance in how to? Because everybody's
make it
different, I'ma assume.
It makes it easier.
If it makes it easier, why not? It's called work smarter instead of harder.
Mm-hmm. Will you eat pussy before you have sex with somebody for the first time?
Huh?
No. I never did that.
Come on, man. What's going on?
That popcorn. That's all he cares about.
Jeez, I ain't heard from you all night. What's going on?
You heard from me. You doing a whole lot of talking, you ain't listening.
I'm never really in a loss of words. You know what I mean? I always got something. What you got me?
So you don't eat pussy before you have ever?
No, I never.
Not even a little lick just to get it ready.
I do.
Keeping it real.
I gotta keep it real. Like, I wouldn't be.
Thank you, King Kong, for keeping it real. I gotta keep it real. Godzilla over here lying.
I was serious.
No, he might be. That's his thing, though. I do. He don't. That's his. That's.
I'm like. I'm really so much of. Like you saying, he ain't pushing y'all because you the female. That's what you want. I'm more in the let me see how good she's sucking my dick first to make sure it's worth eating.
So you're selfish a little bit.
I was about to say. So when do you reciprocate? Is there a time when you're going to, like, what makes you decide, like, all right, now let me eat this bitch pussy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if she went in and sucked the dick good, then it's like, okay, she deserve it.
You deserve an award.
Honestly, it's a little scary when you first sleep with a guy and he automatically goes to eat your pussy. It's like you eating everybody's pussy.
Yeah, but if you suck his dick, does that mean he should think you suck his dick?
Unless. You know, the guy really likes you and he really wants to, like, do these things for you.
I think every guy should eat your pussy before he has
respect the box.
You know the kind of sex that he's had with other women.
Respect the box.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a woman.
I just think if a guy automatically, I don't think a girl who goes and sucks dick the first time that y'all have sex, it's like, oh, whoa, wait.
I don't think that.
Scary.
I think if you suck my dick off the top, guy, then you like me like that.
So, no, I think a guy that eats pussy off the top is just like you eat pussy. That's what you do. Like, what that's just think? What you do.
But if but here's the thing, and here's where you gotta understand that you may be a little bit different than everybody else. Because when you're dealing with a nigga of caliber and of character, you gotta understand if he eating your pussy, he eating your pussy. You understand? Mm-hmm. He ain't everybody pussy like that.
Exactly.
He eating your pussy because you he like you bitch, like that. So and you a bad bitch. And he fuck with you like that. And he can't wait to suck on that pussy. That's the difference.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Interesting.
Yeah, they don't get it fucked
I'm
up.
I'm looking
nobody
like
nobody getting their box eight.
Yeah, so what the fuck?
Anybody getting
the fuck
box
is the difference
eight?
If he sucked the pussy today or tomorrow? He gonna suck the pussy because you gonna be mad because if the nigga didn't do it anyway. Bitch, this nigga came over here and he didn't eat my pussy.
What if she's like, true. Okay, now I want you to lick my asshole. I love that.
Whatever. The grown man that's paying his own bills and buying his own cars can do whatever the fuck he wanna do.
Uncle Murder, what you say about that?
Cause you fuck is you talking about? You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Last time I checked,
you cool with that, Murder?
When them bills 15 grand a month, last time I checked, a nigga can do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's his business. That's my brother. He can do what he want to do.
Niggas looking asshole and don't even be realizing that that's
what
they be doing.
Who gives a fuck? I got a problem with niggas.
Yes, they are.
No, they know.
The facial expression that went with that.
Nigga do whatever you want to do. Nigga do whatever you want to do.
Because I don't understand why licking ass is such a big thing these days. Like, niggas ain't been doing it. Niggas been licking ass and bitches been eating pussy. What the fuck? It's been going on. Ain't none of this shit new.
Yeah, bitches
been
licking ass.
Bitches lick ass too.
Bitches do lick ass.
Bitches lick ass for 22 minutes straight.
Bitches lick ass for hours.
Bitches been licking ass for 22 minutes.
Like, no, bitch, you little salad tossing bitch. Sucking ass for 22 minutes straight. I said, what the fuck?
Did you like it?
Yo, rap.
Yeah.
Rap. Can you hear me?
Not me.
Bitch eating ass for 23 minutes.
But did you like it?
I said, what? Ain't what?
But did you like it?
I ain't say me.
Does that make your knees buckle?
This is in general conversation. Yeah. Check this out.
I was just trying to get you caught up. You ain't falling
for it. I know
you're
good,
but
I'm on point. Check this out. Here's the thing. I'm drinking, but I'm listen.
On point.
I'm
know you that
point.
Nigga.
I'm,
you ain't got
listen,
to tell me.
I'm God, listen. At the end of the day. A nigga paying his own bills, doing what the fuck he want to do, getting his own money, could do whatever he want to do. I don't, like, what are we out here saluting? All right? What are we saluting? Niggas,
realness.
Niggas like, right, niggas love women. Niggas, you know what I'm
saying? Do
niggas,
you like to have your nipples licked?
Yo, a woman could lick.
I'm just wondering, because some guys like it, some guys don't.
What's
some
wrong?
Guys have said it feels a little weird.
Niggas
like a girl sucking your titties.
Let me tell you something about these niggas.
It do feel a little weird, but I'm just like, hurry up and get to the dick. So if that's what you
he don't want nothing else but a dick suck. Dick sucks and everything. That's it.
If that makes you a little bit like, if that's gonna get you going,
do you try to? So if a girl is sucking your dick and it's really good, do you want to wait and have sex with her, or do you want to come right away?
Not gonna wait.
Mm-hmm. What? What was the question?
I said, if a girl is sucking your dick and it's really good, do you try to hold off on coming so you could have sex? Or do you bust in her mouth?
No, I don't be busting like that from head like that all the time. Like, if she got to be really top notch, I, you know what I mean, for me to do that. I want to experience her. I want to experience her body. Mm-hmm. I want to see what she feel like, how she like, what she moan like, and what she feel like. That's what I want out of her, more than anything.
Okay, so you're gonna be like, hold up.
No, I say that's me. I want that pussy now.
No, right. He said he's not gonna come from getting head. That's
right, he's gonna say hold up and he's gonna fuck.
Yeah, I want to experience her. Mm-hmm. The head is just the preliminary. That's just the appetizer.
When I'm giving a guy head, when we first started,
it's the appetizer and the dessert. After I fuck, it's like sometimes I like the nut in her mouth after the sex, you know?
Okay, pull out and do that.
Pull out and come in the mouth, her face, shit like that.
But when, you know, the first round, the first nut, I like for the guy to come in my mouth. I like to make
facts.
The guy come.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You the real MVP.
No, and then he'll get it up and then he'll be able to fuck me more.
Exactly. You the fucking
I like
MVP.
That. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's like I hate when I'm sucking a guy's dick and he stops me because he doesn't want to come. Like that's the whole purpose.
Oh no, I would never stop a motherfucker from that. Like
you never would. You might be like, hold on, I don't want to come yet. Can you stop yourself if it's that good? Can you stop?
I can't stop myself. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And prolong it
definitely. Like it only been 10 minutes.
What's a good amount of time to have sex? Would you say for you, like? On average, the perfect amount of time to fuck is?
The perfect amount of time?
Like how many minutes or hours?
I said I can look a little hour in there.
An hour?
An hour's long. An hour is long.
It's a long time.
That is a long time.
There's a lot of things to do. You know, maybe sometimes
the whole
feel like
the whole
an
course
hour.
Of action.
Yeah, the whole course.
Not just the intercourse.
Yeah, for me, okay. I think the perfect amount of time
with
is,
sucking dick and fucking.
Yeah, for everything, 45 minutes, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect amount of
sucking
time.
Sucking dick, fucking,
like,
and
at
pussy.
The end, exactly. At the end, you're really tired and exhausted, and you're sweating.
45 minutes is like an hour. It could feel like
you
an
like
hour.
The, you like to keep going though during the night though, right?
Yeah. I like a lot of sex.
What is so funny, Jamie?
When I have sex, I like to go a lot. I like more than one time. Like I like to take a rest, maybe fall asleep for a second, and wake up and be like, "Oh,
shit, what the fuck? How come I never really been around this girl like that?"
I don't know. How much time you need in between?
I don't need much, because when she asked for me to put it back in, I put it right back in. I put it right back in.
I don't think I laughed as much since Marlon Wayans was here.
Oh man, that's
y'all
good.
Funny.
Gigi, like I ain't saying shit.
I love
by the way, Yellow Tape,
me,
Yellow
y'all.
Tape,
King
Yellow
Kong
tape,
Godzilla
man,
is out.
Uncle Murder,
May know.
Yeah.
All right, we see who was King Kong and who was Godzilla tonight. What did I learn today? I learned that. Murder like to get his dick sucked a lot.
I learned that. That's all he likes. And coming on faces.
Like, I love the pussy. Don't get it wrong. Like, I be up in the stomach and shit. I don't even know my father. But one thing I say, he blessed me with
father.
A big penis. You know, I don't
oh,
know
good for you.
Like but he did bless me, piece of shit ass nigga.
Oh,
at least he left
shit.
Me with that.
That's a good thing to leave you with.
He got me that.
Great thing to leave you with.
I got that from my pops. I mean,
no girl ever told you, no, I can't handle this?
Of course. It happens a lot. But you gotta break them in.
That's why you gotta be good at eating pussy.
Nah, you can't break. That don't have nothing to do with making them being able to take it in their stomach and shit like that.
It helps.
The tongue
it do
is
help.
Going
it does help.
Yeah.
It does help. Mm-hmm.
Well, to help.
Just some
loosen
advice
it up.
For you. You know, eat some okay. more pussy.
Because when you come from clitoral stimulation, your vagina contracts and it yeah. And then of course with the moisture.
Good.
You, know,
good.
You never had a girl come in your mouth?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm serious. I didn't have that.
Yes, you did.
No, I never had a girl come in my mouth.
Why not?
I mean, I just never, that never happened.
Lies.
I'm serious.
You must have eaten the pussy
good.
Well,
then you need to work on that.
I'm not saying I did, but I never had a girl come in my mouth. I don't know. I just never had a girl come in my mouth.
It's an experience, like, to have a woman, like, shake on your face and, like,
shake
like,
on your face.
Oh,
I never had that. I mean, they come actually all in my face and shit like that?
Yeah.
No.
You never ate a girl out until she came?
They came.
And, like, pushing you off of her, like,
mouth.
I can't take it no more?
Right. Wait, so
there's
the
a
move?
Difference. No, listen, look. When a nigga come in the female mouth, we come in your mouth. You can throw up. To the point I'm saying, like, hey, go down your throat. You got an option to swallow it or spit it out. know what I'm saying? When a nigga come in a female's mouth, right? Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I ate a female's pussy. I ate the pussy till a female came, but they never came in my mouth.
Yeah, not on. No.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand
that?
What you're saying.
They came, but it wasn't an ejaculation into your mouth. Like they didn't bust out in my mouth.
Pause. Yeah. You're thinking about this all wrong.
Right. Yeah, no.
I made them come from eating pussy,
that's
but they never came in my mouth.
Right. Okay,
orgasm. But this is not the way that sounds.
Yeah, that's like your can't come in the mouth is a little different.
Okay.
Orgasm.
You ever had a girl squirt on your face?
No.
No?
Mano's like, yes. Is that a great feeling to be covered in?
I made him squirt by fucking.
Never in my face, though.
I mean, never in my face, but. Listen, man. I seen, you know, this girl squirted so crazy. Like, it really, really. Like, it was, like, amazing to me. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, yo, stick it back here, stick it back. And I humped, like, five pumps. Boom, 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 boom. She's like, get off me, get off me. And then it had just come, like, gushing out.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, come on, come on, come on, come on. And I fuck up. Stop, get off me, get off, get off, get off me, get off me.
Damn, she kept squirting?
Squirting wasn't the word for this. I seen squirting the bitch squirt from here across the fucking room. This shit was like waterfalls. I never seen something like this in my life.
Did you like it?
It was bugging me out. Like, it was all on my bed. Like, I'm like that.
I don't like that.
Matches.
I like, think that's crazy. Disgusting.
It just bugged me out, though. Like, it was once in a lifetime. I liked it.
It's piss.
It's pee.
Yeah. So you had to change those hotel sheets.
You had to get
Thank
a whole
goodness
new
you
mattress.
Have everything right by the bed.
Of course, I'll come quick.
All right. Well, Mano,
that
Murda,
was disgusting.
Yellow tape.
That's right.
Why available
are you looking
now.
At me like that. Listen to Angela, Jermaine.
Wait, I cannot wait until we find out about this letter that you write to. Who are you gonna write this letter to, Mano?
To a girl I like.
This is so cute. Is it going to have one of those things? Check this box.
I'm going to write one too, man.
Yes.
No. Oh, you guys are sweet.
What's your letter going to say, Murder?
Suck my dick.
No, it's
going to
be sweet.
Check yes or no.
Or maybe. Are you going to suck my dick?
Yes or no. Yes. Check yes. No. No, maybe.
Or are you going to spit on it?
Some gifts come along with that too. So, shit.
Aww. What do you mean gifts?
I mean gifts. Nice
Love
things.
Love letters.
What's a nice gift?
Fifth Ave type shit.
Fifth Ave. You hear what he said?
You got your bitch on Fifth Ave. I'm daddy.
You're not talking about
pieces that's hitting. As long as she go in the store, she can pull it off.
You know what?
He parked the block down.
You know what? I cannot.
As long as it's not Fifth Ave in Brooklyn.
That's so funny.
Hilarious. Well, we appreciate y'all for coming through and kicking it with us.
Definitely appreciate
that yellow tape out right now.
Brooklyn
if you ain't got it, you out of pocket.
That's right. Yellow tape. King Kong Godzilla.